This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of the United States is not here, but I am. I'm the president of my own world, and I have two, three, four, count them, I guess, depends on whether you count yourself in to the group of insiders that include Jennifer Horne, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Yes, the insiders are all part of the DJV Club. We've got, you remember the Mickey Mouse Club?
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Mouse Club, Mickey Mouse Club. Who's the leader of the band who's faithful, you and me? D-U-D-L-E-Y-S-T-E-P-J-N. Come on there, but it's close enough. 7 after the hour. Wednesday is upon us, the 12th of July. And as usual, because of her seniority status, Jennifer Horne starts the conversation with the big news about the City of Angels hosting the Olympics. Coming back to the United States, whether or not they're coming in the next century or between now and the end of the planet as we know it. Apparently, Jennifer, the Olympic Committee says that either in 2024 or 2028, do I hear 2032? So what sort of yak did you do about this on your local Los Angeles program yesterday? And how do the locals... I preface the asking of the question to something my son posted on his Facebook page. Did you see that about the Olympics?
No.
It was rather vulgar, so I can't.
No, but, you know, most people, there's surveys out, most people in Los Angeles don't really want the Olympics.
No.
But, you know, I mean, look, it's going to be good for business. It'll be good for the economy. It'll be good for retail.
Not good for driving.
But yeah, that's the problem, is that the driving and the traffic will be so bad. When the Olympics were here in the 80s, and I think I've told you this before, they offered like a credit to businesses that would stagger people's schedules so that,
yes.
You know, if you normally worked 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, they would stagger that later into the night so that traffic wouldn't be so bad. Not everybody was going everywhere at the same time, and it worked. What people thought was going to be a nightmare during the 80s was actually no big deal, having the Olympics in town. I just don't trust our leadership to be able to pull that off again, because our leader...
What, Garcetti? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's a great leader. Just ask him.
Yeah, I'm sure
he fixed. Just ask him. Yeah.
Hold on just a second. He fixed all the traffic problems in L.A.
Yeah, and
right?
The homeless problem, too.
And there's no more homeless in Los Angeles. That's Gil Garcetti. Come on.
So what you do is you just get Elon Musk to build the tunnels under the roads, and then all of the people visiting for the Olympics, they can drive under the roads in the tunnels, and everyone else who lives there normally can just drive on the normal roads. So it's like nobody else is there.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, okay.
Or not.
So where, just out of curiosity, what's the setup going to be? Like, where is the main stadium going to be?
Which new conference
is there? It would be spread out. It would be downtown L.A. They have, there's the Coliseum, there's the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, but really, I think what they're looking at, and the reason that L.A. might lose it for 2024, is that we are building a new football stadium in Inglewood for the Rams and for the Chargers to play in.
Mm-hmm.
And that stadium it is a year late in its progress, but they say it's because it rained last year. But, you know, please. I mean, it rained how many days last year?
Right. Yeah. There was a drought most of the
time. 3 days, and that was it. Yeah. Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it rained more than usual, for sure, but they didn't rain for a year to knock you off schedule for a year. So,
and by the way, that part of the city has the least traffic. I've been all over the city of Angels.
Well, it's right by the airport. So
it's on the other side of the 405, though, so it's not... driving down those two streets that head in that direction, Manchester, I think, is the main one, it's just... All right, anyway, so where does the money come from? That's the bottom line, because most of these lose money. Don't people care about that?
Well, it ends up being way over budget, right?
Yeah.
Right. The hope is always that you're going to make more money than you spend. But again, it's Los Angeles. So is that a reality? Maybe not.
What happened? Where do the Rams play right now? Why can't they use that stadium?
I'd call it. It's the Coliseum. It's okay. Old. It's okay. Kind of crumbling down a bit. So that's where USC plays as well. So I'm sure USC will still be playing at the Coliseum, but they're right. Looking for a state-of-the-art football stadium, which is probably where they'll put the.
Does UCLA have a football team?
Yeah.
UCLA, yeah.
They play that's like a big game. They're a big team.
Where do they play?
At the Rose Bowl, I just said. Yeah.
I didn't hear you say that.
And where will, one last question.
But then I was drinking, not martinis, water.
One last question. Where will Olympic Village be?
I don't have any clue.
In Jen's backyard.
I have no idea. It could be.
Okay.
I
mean, backyard of Jen's house. Like
I would imagine. I mean, the plan is that they want to gentrify Inglewood. Inglewood is where Reginald Denny, if you guys remember, although you guys were young, during the L.A. riots in the 90s, Reginald Denny got ripped out of his truck on Florence and Normandy, which is right in Inglewood. That's where the football stadium is going.
Inglewood is the black area.
And I would imagine
moderate.
They're trying to. I mean, you're lucky if you own a house there right now because they're bringing in a whole entertainment complex to surround the football stadium, so that will be a new up and coming area. I imagine that's probably where they would put the Olympic Village as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so those of you who are looking for real estate in Los Angeles, don't buy it at the beach. Buy it in Inglewood. There you go. Investment city. If you want good investment advice, you've come to the right place. I'm much better than Jim Cramer when it comes to healthcare stocks that you can invest in, airline stocks you can invest in, all kinds of things. You want info? I have the revelation here. All right, so that's the serious side of what's happening in Los Angeles. People in the news. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Aha! Well, it seems that all of their fluff-up with Donald Trump has proved to be valuable in terms of their pocketbook. Mika has just signed a $950,000 book deal. And Joe says, screw the Republican Party. I'm not going to be there anymore because I don't like Donald Trump because he doesn't like my wife's face. So that's the end of that.
Like he hadn't left the Republican Party years ago. Give me a break, Joe Scarborough.
Anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting. She's a female trailblazer, according to the book company. And she has had a book. The book was called Knowing Your Value, Women, Money, and Getting What You're Worth. That's the new title of the book. Apparently they are writing a book together as well. This sounds like... It's not quite as lucrative as the Obama deal, but it does pay to not like Donald Trump, it seems. Right?
Seems you can make a pretty good living off of it, actually.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. You know, and this has nothing to do with her politics, I promise, because there are many people who do not like Donald Trump on CNN, and I have no problem with some of them. I will listen to a bit of her show, because after I leave your show, I have to drive to my next engagement, and I have satellite in my car, and typically I'll do kind of a cruise of what the morning shows are talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about her style that drives me nuts, but she sounds so elitist, I think. It's kind of... very snobby.
Yeah.
And there's something about just... not even what she says, but just the delivery style, and I'm like... drives me crazy. But good luck, Joe.
That's that. Thank you. All right. Now, let's see. If, in fact, you're not going to be a supporter of Donald Trump in 2020... There seems to be an alternative to Donald Trump's style. Some people have compared him to a professional wrestler. Okay. So we had Jesse the Body Ventura. Remember him? Who doesn't remember?
Didn't he become a governor or something?
Yep.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota. And now there's a committee that has been set up, committee formed, to explore whether The Rock... should be the president of the United States. Now, whether he's serious or not remains to be seen. He's averaging 50 to 60 million a year over the past 6 or 7 years, so he'll have plenty of money in the bank. But apparently, there are people who are talking to him somewhat seriously in a way that would focus on whether it's a good idea. Shall we explore the possibilities?
And then we could cancel the primary and just make it a ladder match.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah. Actually, he's the one who brought up the idea. He said, of course he'd consider putting his name in the hat for the election when asked by an interviewer. He told Jimmy Fallon a couple of weeks later after the GQ article in which he was first quoted saying he was intrigued or interested. He said he believes that he could be a relatable president. I will tell you, there are very few people that I've ever interviewed that I liked more than The Rock. I just liked him. And most people who have any contact with him say the same thing. So this is called, here's the slogan. You ready? Everybody ready?
Ready.
We'll do this all at the same time. One, two, three. Run the rock. Run the rock. Run the rock. Run the rock. How's that for? That makes...
Huh? You should get out there with a sign.
Run the rock.
Need to be on his team.
Run, yeah.
Now, he doesn't know about the super PAC. He doesn't know who this person is yet that started the idea. But you're right. He mentioned it in GQ. I was just reading an old article from People's Sexiest Man Alive issue. He was on the cover. He said, yeah, I might run. So, who knows? The Rock is a Republican. He's a Republican, but he doesn't like Donald Trump. So
he's registered as an independent, though.
Oh, that's interesting, because he said he would run as the Republican in the interview. I think
he would have to run, though. I mean, what independent is really going to ever win?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to pick a party.
The guy on Madam Secretary is independent. Dalton, he's president now.
Well, in that case.
Great example.
How does Tom Hanks play into this?
He's a Democrat who said he wants to run for office.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was SNL, right? He shared a picture of him. He said he was going to run with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was going to be his running mate.
Yeah. That's a good combo. I'd vote for that combo.
It's a very likable combo.
It is. Yep. All right. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard the only valuable political news that there is that has everybody really tired. Donald Trump Jr. and... whether he knows the email. I don't even begin to understand that, and probably I shouldn't delve into it. Jennifer, you're the expert on all things Trump. Do we need to know anything? Donald Jr. says, I probably would have done things differently if... and so the email.
I thought he did. He did a really good interview. I mean, he released the interviews. He did the interview with Hannity last night. And basically said that he had this music, and this has been consistent with everybody's account of what happened. There's this music promoter who promotes a Russian pop star who said, look, have some information that might be able to help your dad. And in the emails, the thing that looks bad is it says, well, this lady's connected. She got the information from the Russian government. So he says, well, maybe I can meet with you next week, blah, blah, blah. He meets with her, realizes it's nothing, it's not much of anything, walks out of the meeting after 10 or 20 minutes, and... that was kind of the end of it, and then it came back because he said he didn't think about it again because he said it was just such a waste of time, he didn't think about it again. Whether or not you believe him, whether or not he thought about it, I mean, that's up for debate. No one will ever know except for what's really in his heart, but there was no information that was gleaned from that meeting, and I think everybody kind of acknowledges that, including the woman who was in the meeting with him.
Yeah. All right. So that's from the Much Ado About Nothing department. 20 after the hour, TJV show.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Michael Jackson estate in the music news, because Michael Jackson is dead. Oh, you knew that. You remembered that Michael Jackson is dead? CBS seems to have forgotten that because they're looking to him for their next big musical project on the network. Teaming up with the estate of Michael Jackson for a new animated special in which the discography, I love that term, discography, discography serves as the soundtrack. Title of this animated project, Michael Jackson's Halloween, telecast following Vincent, the guy who stars as Lucas Till in MacGyver and Victoria. I guess I don't quite understand. I'm not into this whole business of what happens, the animated shows that are on now, whether they're going to take an adventure, a tour of discovery.
I think it's a mix of animation and live action.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
I think, so Christine Baranski's in it, Alan Cummings, Jim, these are all people, looks like those two are from The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's another aside, by the way. I don't even begin to understand why they don't put that show. That's the only thing they've produced that they have online only. They don't have it on the air.
And it makes me wonder if they want it to die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I said from the very beginning, CBS is not the audience to have an online only show. It's just, it's not.
Any sense.
I don't know anyone who's seen it.
I don't either.
You have to pay for it. Well, you have to pay for it, too, beyond the online technicality part.
Yeah. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back to CBS and Michael Jackson's estate. The estate is saying the special airs sometime this fall.
I wonder if it'll be around Halloween.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay. Wait a minute. That was going to be my line. You stole my line.
You weren't fast enough.
Disrespectful. young whippersnapper gets smart to the boss. To make note of that. Okay, 26 past the hour on the music portion of this hour of the DJV Experience. Lady Gaga is in the I Love Her Name. Don't you love... What's her real name, by the way?
Stephanie
something or other. She's Italian. She's kind of like...
Germanotta.
Germanotta. No, I'll take your germs and bring them home. Keep your germs to yourself. Nada, no germs. That's what it means. Germanotta means no germs. So Lady Gaga, or what's her name, Stephanie?
Stephanie Germanotta.
Stephanie, no germs here. And Bud Light have announced that the first stop of her renewed dive bar tour is scheduled this week for Thursday at a yet undisclosed Las Vegas venue. Ah! Wait a minute. That was going to be the situation, but it's going to be postponed. Why? What's their problem? She got a bad...
No, she's in rehearsals. She's rehearsed, tour. Yeah, she's in rehearsals, yep.
Huh. So, what was this all about? Why wouldn't this be a good way for her to practice what she's doing on the world tour?
I think because the world tour is such a huge, like, halftime type show that she does in concert, that this is something that she really wanted to get back to, more of the dive bar shows. So I just think that they'll fit it in at some point.
So the last tour was called the Dive Bar Tour. This tour is called the World Tour.
No, it? I don't know what the World Tour is called. I guess it's just Joanne, right? The Joanne World Tour, based on her album.
Really? Yeah. Well, okay. Gaga's got something to say. Gaga's good. So wait for page two of the story.
You sound super knowledgeable.
I know, right?
28 past the hour.
I will be right by your side.
Create apparel. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Beauty isn't usually trouble-free. Take the process of how a pearl is made, for instance. A grain of sand, a bit of food that ended up in the wrong place, or any form of aggravating agent, actually, will irritate the soft tissue of an oyster. The oyster then secretes a protective layer around the irritant, and then, through the process of turning pain into beauty, eventually, the oyster produces a stunning pearl. And in a similar way, the annoying minutiae in the everyday struggles you're facing today, too, no matter how small or irritating, are the very substance that you can transform into wisdom, personal growth, knowledge to pass on, or anything else that's absolutely beautiful. For help creating the pearls in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Ready to take on that summer project? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the four-day super sale, July 14th through the 17th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, plus Kara Shulman, kind of like herding cats. Me working with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. I'm at Steve. Yes,
I don't think I like you, that.
Really. You love us.
So I do love you. Of course I love you, yes. Like being incarcerated with...
Wow, the compliments just keep coming.
Wow.
Wow, I know.
Feeling so special today.
Oh, come on.
So special. In fact, I might just want to go and take a nap and think about it.
Really? You think while you're napping? No, yes. You think your mind's working. Your subconscious.
I can try it today.
Really?
I'll report back to you.
Good news today. If you are a Chicagoan, the city has said to the incoming class in high school, class of 2020, have a graduation plan or you don't get a diploma. I think this is, for all of the negative stuff that comes out of Chicago, it's a pretty good idea. Let's see how this works. When you're a senior in Chicago, 2020 is the year, you'll need a post-graduation plan in order to move on, in order to get out of high school or to get a diploma. It's called Learn plan, succeed. LPS. Learn, we need anachronisms for everything, right? Learn, plan, succeed, approved starting in 2020. Seniors will need to show proof of their plans for life after they get out of high school. So will this cause more people to drop out before they get to graduation? I think that's one of the side effects. Might not. If you're thinking you won't do this, but then there are a lot of people who get to high school their senior year, they're smarter than everybody else. So I'm going on. I'm going to work. I got this job at the burger place. So anyway, if you are going to college, going to trade school, going to military, got a job offer, you're square with the city of Chicago and their public schools. And
just because you offer a plan doesn't mean you're going to stick to a plan. I think it's actually just a really great practice because, so how many kids do we know go, well, I'm just going to get out of high school and become Kanye West? Or, you know, they think they're going to become some sort of performer. At least they get, it gets them thinking in the realm of real life, like what the possibilities are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
I hope it works. I think it's a good idea.
It is.
But, yeah, I hope it works.
Yeah. Chicago running out of money. They laid off 1,500 teachers and staff members last year. They're working to raise $1 million to hire 8 guidance counselors to work this thing through. And, of course, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is taking credit for all of this because we all know what a great mayor he is. Anyway.
Isn't Waiting for Superman based on the Chicago school system?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's all about, like, the crumbling public school system of Chicago. And that was a while ago that documentary came out. So, yeah, I mean, firing teachers, what a mess. Yep. Chicago is a disaster. Chicago's going to be the next Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Thank you for that.
Oh, well, it's sad.
It's actually worse in some ways. I mean, it's definitely more violent than Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, economically, Detroit is worse. Chicago has a more thriving business scene. But when it comes to safety and schools and how many kids are dying on the weekends every weekend in Chicago, please.
Yep.
Yeah. It's one of our great cities that is crumbling because of bad leadership.
Beautiful city.
It's
gorgeous.
Really, yeah, it's a great city. Speaking of Chicago, not many people traveling there probably for their vacation. Let's have some travel time. Perhaps we could also, I've been thinking about having a new segment on the program, ladies. What do you think? Called In the Weeds.
With Doug Steffen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer and Kara and Victoria can...
Oh, I don't go in the weeds, sir.
This would be...
I don't like to get dirty.
Insight to the inside. I have 3 different travel items to discuss. You ladies can decide the order. The story of the most sacred island off the coast of Japan is a focus. The focus on Rome and drinking, or the American Airlines pilots fight.
Ooh.
Which would you like?
Drinking.
First or last? Drinking! All right.
I go drinking and then the pilots, yeah.
All right. In Rome, you have to now enjoy your late night cocktails in private because the city has banned eating and drinking by its fountains to keep the trash to a minimum, and the mayor has now banned alcohol through the streets and piazzas from 10 at night till 7 in the morning for the rest of the summer.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Quote, we don't want the Roman summer evenings to be ruined by episodes linked to excessive consumption of alcohol. Who would think that in Rome? Or anywhere in Italy. All the city's districts except for Octavia, there's no KFC in it. The bars there will have to stop serving drinks at 2 in the morning. I don't even know, because I'm not a drinker and I don't go to bars and never have. I don't even know what, in Los Angeles, for example, or Washington or New York, are there curfews? Do you have to stop serving drinks at a particular time? It's 2 in the morning in L.A.?
Yes.
Really? Why? What's the arbitrary? Why 2? Why not 1? Why midnight? Why 3?
I think 2 is the time, although I think last call is at 1:30, and then the bars close at 2. And you'll even see bars, like I was laughing at one I saw the other day in a mini mall that didn't look so hot. And it said, open at 6 a.m. Because really what they do is bars will open, like, they have to take like this time off, like a cooling off period. So a lot of bars that are like kind of, you know, skeevy all day kind of establishments go from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then they have the four-hour period off where they have to close and then back at it again.
All right, what's the rule in New York, Victoria?
4 in the morning, I believe. Most bars, well, pretty much all bars actually around where we are on the Upper West Side, it's between 2 and 4 is when they close. I don't know that there's even a hard set rule about it. It's just one of those things. There are certain clubs that are open till 6 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't close at all. Karen, do you know what the rule is in Washington?
Yeah, I didn't actually know, so I just looked it up. I think it's 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and then 3 a.m. on the weekends, which is kind of interesting because now our metro only runs until midnight, so you can still drink afterwards, but then you have to find a cab or an Uber or something home, I guess.
Uber. Yeah. Isn't that when Uber does more business? Between midnight and 6 a.m., I heard that or saw that someplace.
Oh, Uber late night, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't be surprised. And Uber is doing amazing in D.C. because I don't even think about taking the metro anymore because the service is so bad.
Mm. Yeah.
And the cab system in D.C., unless they've revamped it, I haven't been there in a while, but it's zoned and it gets very expensive. There's no meter. It's horrible.
It really, you'd buy, the guys, I say this, this is what it is. Like it or not, I'm going to tell the story the way it is, for me anyway. The old black guys that drive the cabs in Washington have their old cars, and they just paint them. And it looks most like they paint them with a spray can. If you ever take the green cars and the blue cars and how, you know, some of them are fairly good older cars. But they all, most of them that I've ever been, just smell.
It's interesting because you do see a lot of the old, like, Grand Marquis or Crown Victorias, and those are the silver ones, that, and they could just be painted. But we also have a ton of the red top ones now, and those are Priuses. And those, if you ever go to Union Station or any of those where there's a ton of taxis waiting outside, then that's what you get, a bunch of the red cabs.
Right.
And I would think, I mean, Priuses haven't, how long have Priuses been around?
10 years.
So most of those are pretty new.
Yeah.
They still smell like pickled onions.
I've only actually ridden a cab in D.C. one time, and it smelled pretty good. And the driver was, it didn't smell bad, and the driver was very nice. So I've had good experience.
I'm not saying, I think they are. That's the best thing about the cabs in Washington, the drivers being very nice. But they're all older black gentlemen, any of them that I ever took. I don't remember seeing a white guy drive a cab in Washington. Have you, Kara?
Well, like I said, I've only ridden one time, and I generally am not staring in the windows too much when I see them, so I don't know. You might be right. I don't know.
Yeah. You should start.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. American Airlines pilots, some of them, many of them, facing demotion from captain. Imagine yourself in this seat. You're the boss, and you've been the boss for 20 years. And now, in the next week or two, you're told, sorry, you're not the boss anymore. You can't sit in the left seat. You got to sit in the right seat. In 2001, American Airlines, and this is where I get into the weeds because this so annoys me. TWA, in my mind, is the best airline that ever existed. I stayed on TWA until they didn't fly any longer. I just found the way they ran the airline, the fun, I loved TWA. So they have financial troubles. They go bankrupt. American had agreed to have a partnership with them, cash infusion. And then the night before the bankruptcy, they said, sorry, we're not going to do that. Instead, you'll have to find another way to survive. Well, of course, they didn't have any other way to survive, so they went broke. And in the court proceedings as to who was going to get the assets of TWA, there were two bidders, one of them a group of former managers of TWA, who offered, they had funding for $1 billion to take over the airline and run it as TWA. Well, American Airlines and its president at the time, Donald Carty, who was a scumbag then and now is thought of as a scumbag because he's the one who was behind Richard Branson, and he had a big fight because he was the one who engineered the buyout of Virgin to Alaska because they had more seats at the table than Branson did. So another scumbag move by him. Anyway, so in this whole area, the the American people that told the judge, oh, we have the expertise. Look at our airline. We've been in existence since 1934, and we can do a better job. These people have never run an airline. Their bid was $785 million, and the judge took it. So they took over Transworld Airlines and basically dismantled it. There's no more St. Louis hub. You can't. You'd go through St. Louis, you think you're going through a ghost town. And that was the main hub of TWA. They moved everything from St. Louis to Chicago or Dallas. And the pilots who were supposed to be given seniority according to where they fit in the ranks, that is, they put all the TWA pilots together and the American pilots together, and wherever you were on the ranking, you were merged so that you were treated fairly. Well, now there was one of the pilots who didn't like the way this all played out is now... or has sued, not the airline. The airline's not a party to this. It doesn't the airline. It's the Pilots Association because there were two different unions, the TWA Pilot Union and then the American Pilot Union. So they sued each other because American pilots, after a while, they moved up faster from first officer to captain, and it was because of some vagary. Getting into the weeds that far isn't important. But what is important was for us to know how much pilots make. And the difference in rating from a guy who sits in an average 737, who's on the right-hand side co-pilot and left-hand side pilot, is $75 an hour. So the pilots get paid by the hour when wheels up and wheels down. When the pilot takes off, the plane leaves the ground, that's when their pay starts. When the plane hits the ground, that's not a good choice of words.
Yeah.
When the plane lands, the pilots don't get paid. So let's say you're going cross-country from Boston to Los Angeles, which is a trip I take, probably 25 times a year. And the guy, when they take off, it's usually about 5.5 hours to get out there. So... I think what the average pay is $200 an hour for the captain of a 737. All right? So it's around that. So the co-pilot gets $125 an hour, and the pilot gets $200 an hour. All right? So these guys who have been in the left-hand, the TWA pilot has been in the left-hand seat, are now going to get demoted to the right-hand seat. How'd you like to have that be? And then, by the way, the pay goes up. The bigger the plane, the more you make. So until you get into a heavy plane like a 777 or a 787, you're making about $400 an hour if you're a pilot. But, again, the commensurate is the pay cut that these guys are all going to get. There are 15,000 pilots for American, and this has disrupted the whole bidding process, the seniority process, all of it. But the judge says, look, here's what I find. There's no more protection for the TWA pilots. They had an agreement, and it was basically after American went bankrupt in 2011, U.S. Air took over. It negated the contract, and they've let them work this long to try to figure out what to do amongst themselves, and this is what's going to happen. It's really... See, there are four different airlines here. There's American, the original. There's TWA, which came in after the fact. There's U.S. Air, which is America West and U.S. Air. All these pilot unions have been fighting with each other for a long time, and this is the outcome. They're going to lose. The secondary guys are going to lose.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
3 past the hour, Tech Talk time on the DJV Experience. Victoria Cuban will take the reins with a focus on Netflix and Uber. Love the name Uber. It sounds like there's something else there besides just a car. Uber. Uber. All right, so we'll explore that and some other exciting technology things. Yesterday, if you missed this portion of the program, you found out that, well, you didn't find out that Victoria and Kara are both geeks. Yeah, they're certified geeks. So that qualifies them both for doing the tech report, which you'll hear next.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, so
in the terms of technology, a lot of people criticize the unfettered use of a lot of different devices. People who are teachers say that the children can't read anymore. Matter of fact, I saw something that I thought was fairly prosaic, Victoria. The problem in our country isn't with books being banned, but with people no longer reading. You don't have to burn books to destroy a culture. Just get people to stop reading them. So I wonder how many people use the devices. Kindle is probably the best example, but you can do it with most devices. Read books on online. Do you do that?
I read books on my iPad. I don't have a Kindle, but I bought a Kindle for my mom, and she loves it. She reads a couple books a week.
I remember I bought one for Jennifer a few years ago for Christmas. But do people, just because we use devices, are people no longer reading? Do you think in your circle friends are reading more or less than they used to? Reading books or things that, you know, there is a difference. You can read a lot of things online.
Right.
But
I would probably say overall, I mean, in the summertime, books tend to go, reading books tends to go up a bit, I think, because of vacation and things like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would guess overall, I would think everyone in the country probably reads fewer books than they used to.
Mm.
Because there's more on TV, there's more accessibility to TV, everyone has multiple screens. You know, it's not just one TV that the family has to figure out what they want to watch. You know, it's everyone gets to watch whatever they want on any device. So I think that's definitely cut into reading.
It's funny because I read more now than I ever have.
You didn't even finish the book that I gave you.
Well, but I read lots of bits and pieces of books at the same time. On my bed or nightstand, I have about a dozen books that I'm in the middle of. All right, so let's move to Netflix. At least deliver on one of the things we promised, the pop-up hotel. A Netflix pop-up hotel. What's this?
This is a binge watcher's heaven. It's a brand new hotel that just opened in the UK as a model. This is probably going to hit the US if this is a success. So far, it seems to be that there's a lot of interest in it. It's called the Bed and Binge Retreat. And it's once you stay and you book the hotel, there are 15 themed suites. They're all named after Netflix shows. Stranger Things, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. In the Orange is the New Black suite, they even have bunk beds to mimic the prison atmosphere.
Really?
With play handcuffs are included, so that might be more of a romantic suite. Guests can stay for a day or you can stay overnight, and everyone receives a Samsung Galaxy S8 to watch as many episodes of all their favorite shows on Netflix for free. So it's kind of a cool thing. The spokesperson says all guests receive the same amount of tokens for food and drink, regardless of how long they binge for. In exchange for free food, they want people to just keep watching Netflix.
Yeah. Well, looks like, sounds like they might be able to get their way in this circumstance. 59.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.